And on the live line, we've got Deborah Potter. She's executive director of News Lab, which probably won't mean much to you, but if you're in the business, it's a site you probably go to every day, and with a lot of good information for those of us that are in the business. And she's spent years as a network correspondent, including in 13 years at CBS News. Good afternoon.
Hi, Joe.
What was he like in real life?
He was just exactly the way he was on television. He was one of those people who did not put on any kind of, persona for the camera. He was Morley. And I think that if you watched him on television, you got the real deal.
He seemed to me to so enjoy what he did.
I think he did, too. I'm talking about him as if I knew him well, and I didn't. But he was certainly a colleague. And he had a great time. Look, anybody who doesn't want to retire until they're 84 is having a wonderful time at work. And
yeah.
While I think there was some regret on his part that he hadn't been around for, you know, some of the important moments in his daughter's life, he clearly loved his work.
Deborah, now, part of what you do with News Lab, I mean, we met several years ago. You were visiting the TV station where I was working at the time. You do some coaching and you do some things to help people in the business. How would you help a new generation with something that you might have picked up from Morley?
Oh, wow. I think Morley, at least for those of us in the business, one of his greatest talents was his writing. He was a terrific writer. He was an admirer of Hemingway, and I think it showed. He wrote and spoke in very clear, direct sentences, no weaving around to get to the point. He once described an archbishop as moving around like a holy bulldozer. So I think that as a writer, he was a real teacher. And one of the things he said was that he thought, even in television, that the words mattered more than the images. A lot of people would argue with him on that, but I happen to be a word person, and I agree.
It seems to me, though, and I don't disagree at all with what you said about the words, it's so changed, and the realities of most people in the business or in local television or even network television today compared to his position on all those years at 60 Minutes, where they had producers and they had the time. And they could, quote, let a story breathe. You know, today people have got to shoot their own stories in so many cases. They've got to tweet it. They don't really have time to do that kind of work.
Well, it's all true on a day-in and day-out basis. But I have to tell you, I see some great work on local television across the United States. And it's done by people who put in that effort, whether it's part of their workday or not. I'm not sure the public actually appreciates how hard journalists work every day. To produce what they produce. And I also think that the public appreciates a well-told story with some depth and context. And so stations that have paid attention to that and have noticed the kind of responses they get to that kind of journalism do more of it. I'm somewhat encouraged by that. I think it's true that 60 Minutes is a unique place, and watching it is a unique experience. And that is the one thing that I think has changed dramatically. It's not as entirely the product that's changed, but it's the availability of our audience. 60 Minutes was and remains for a lot of people appointment viewing. You sit down at 7 o'clock on a Sunday night and you watch it. Most people, if they put on the local news, they're not sitting down to watch it anymore. They're doing something else. They have it on in the background. It's very hard to capture attention the way 60 Minutes does.
No, I think you're absolutely right. I think the challenges are, and people are looking for now, you know?
Yes, but, I mean, I would argue that people are getting now. It's in their pocket all day
right,
long.
Right, exactly.
If you want to know what's happening, it's pretty easily done.
Right.
And so what television can bring you is the experience of actually being in a place and almost participating in the news, because that's what pictures and great words will do. So if you're the place that provides the context and the background to that little news flash I saw on my telephone 3 hours ago, I'm going to come and watch you.
You know, watching last week on CBS did the hour of Morley Safer's work. I was struck that he was not real young, but pretty young in the business when he did the famous reporting from Vietnam. And then you turn right around 10 years later or something, and he's doing this beautiful feature about the Orient Express.
Mm-hmm.
The contrasts, I think, really show his range.
He did have have tremendous range. And in that regard, I think he was somewhat unusual, not unique, because I think Bob Simon, for example, had the same breadth of ability. And sadly, he's gone too now. But yes, I mean, this is a man who went from reporting on war in the thick of war in Vietnam, and then moved to London as the CBS bureau chief, where he literally sat at Ed Murrow's desk and was not intimidated by that.
And no pressure there.
Pretty strong.
No pressure there.
Yeah.
Deborah, thanks for talking to us this afternoon.
My pleasure, Joe.
Deborah Potter of Newslab.com.